And we're back with the talk show. Your favorite host here, Nia. So, today we're going to be talking about police brutality. Of course, we know over the years, police brutality has caused so much ruckus in society today. I wouldn't say that, you know, every officer is bad. Of course not. But, like, I just feel like not every officer should use such or so much excessive force. To get someone down, it doesn't take 100 officers, you know? And right now, to this day, there's still open cases of victims who've experienced police brutality, who've died of police brutality. It's about 30 open cases, if not for sure 15. Going out in this world, praying that, you know, your loved one or your son or your daughter doesn't experience this can be tragic. A lady by the name of Sandra Bland is one victim that honestly did not deserve to die. In fact, her death wasn't caused by police brutality, but that's one woman that really did experience police brutality. She was pushed down on the ground as she yelled, "My hands are up, my hands are up." I don't know. It's like the words that even come out of your mouth between those couple minutes or even seconds doesn't even matter to one human being. Despite our differences, our skin color, our hair color, the way we are, the way we're shaped, it shouldn't matter. Like, our physical appearance is something that we can't help despite, you know, that's something that God himself only had a choice to make. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's a racism thing, but it's just like kind of strange how most black men experience police brutality. I know a young man to this day that when he was 7, he still remembers the story of when his mom experienced police brutality. He was in the back seat. The officer was banging his mom's head against the car. As a child, you don't know what to do at all about this. You don't know what to think or to say. You don't know if your mom's gonna die right there in front of your eyes or she'll die later on. It's sad, but that's just something that growing up you have to experience. Even then, during civil rights time, we had police brutality. It was pretty big. That's why Black Panthers became something in society. Although they're not as huge as they were back then, but that's pretty much the reason why Black Panthers were created. Police brutality has opened doors to a lot of new things, honestly. They've helped, like, me as an African-American to realize the do's and don'ts in society, things I have to do. My parents, not to this day, just tell me to follow directions if I'm ever put in that position. And just keep quiet and don't say anything stupid. Because, of course, half these deaths that are open cases today, they've all, like, said something very vulgar or disrespectful to the officer. Everyone's a human being, so, of course, the things you say can affect somebody. Just like in court when they say anything you say can or will be used against you. And that's exactly what happened. That's to this day why these cases are so open indeed. But we need to change that. Police brutality is not okay. Police are not bad at all. But we need to change this. It's not okay. Excessive force is not okay for any human being. #we all need sanity.